From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A detainee who spent most of his teenage years at Guantanamo Prison may soon go home to Afghanistan. A judge ruled today that he must be released in 3 weeks. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Mohammed Jawad's story is, as Judge Ellen Hovell put it, one of the most peculiar tortured histories at Guantanamo. He may have been as young as 12 when Americans picked him up in Afghanistan in 2002. He was accused of wounding Americans with a grenade. But things soon became complicated. A judge said he was tortured, so his confessions were thrown out. The man appointed to prosecute Jawad resigned and became a defense witness, calling Jawad's detention something beyond a travesty. At this hearing, Judge Hovell's frustration with the government was apparent. The Justice Department agreed that Jawad's military detention is illegal. Lawyers said they need 3 weeks to send him home to Afghanistan. But they reserve the right to charge Jawad in civilian court. Judge Hovell urged them not to and said she would be happy to share her concerns with the Attorney General. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
California's budget problems have taken a toll on its once popular governor. A new poll shows that 28% of Californians think Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing a good job. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
The last time a California governor had numbers like this was in 2003, when Gray Davis fought unsuccessfully to stave off a recall. Davis's approval rating was 26%, and he was replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The poll conducted by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California found that the legislature also had a record low approval rating of 17%, while just 14% of Californians think the state is headed in the right direction. Schwarzenegger's spokesman Aaron McClear blamed the worldwide economic slump and said that several governors of large states have seen their poll numbers drop. Californians may take a dim view of the leaders in the state capital, but still like what they see in Washington. They gave President Obama an approval rating of 65%. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Mr. Obama and Vice President Joe Biden held a casual get-together at the White House this evening with black Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and white Cambridge, Massachusetts police officer Jim Crowley, who said the conversation was productive.
We have all agreed that it is important to look forward rather than backward. Issues important to all of us will form the basis of discussions between Professor Gates and me in the days and weeks to come.
Obama had orchestrated the event in an effort to douse a firestorm over accusations of racial profiling after Crowley arrested Gates at his home on charges of disorderly conduct. President Obama later added fuel to the controversy by saying the police acted stupidly. On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 83 points to close at 9,154. The Nasdaq rose 16 points to close at 1984. This is NPR News. Famed black televangelist Frederick Eicher Encoder has died. Known as Reverend Ike to his followers, he helped popularize the prosperity gospel movement. Reverend Ike was 74. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
One of the central tenets of Frederick Eicher Encoder's more than 50-year ministry? There's nothing Christian about being poor. Here he is speaking to his congregation at Christ United Church.
I say there is no virtue in poverty. There is no honor in poverty. There is no style in poverty. Poverty doesn't have any class.
And Reverend Ike certainly practiced what he preached. He unabashedly flaunted his fleet of Rolls Royces, flashy jewelry, and his well-appointed church, a converted vaudeville palace. Eicher Encoder's television ministry had its most success in the 70s. He helped pave the way for modern black and white televangelists who preached prosperity, like T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, and Joel Osteen. Reverend Ike died Tuesday. He was 74. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Iranian protesters clashed with riot police in Tehran today after thousands of mourners gathered at a cemetery to honor Neda Soltan and others who've been killed since last month's disputed presidential election. Crowds had gathered at Soltan's grave, but when opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi tried to join the service, police used tear gas and truncheons and fired shots into the air to disperse them. An explosion on Spain's popular tourist island Mallorca has killed two Spanish policemen. Yesterday, a car bomb injured dozens of people at a police barracks in northern Spain. Both attacks are being blamed on the Basque separatist group, ETA. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.